Hey, folks, we're back on the Officer Jack McLam program in the second hour, which is totally open phone. And we're in the second hour right now. I'm going to finish up this report. Students rise up against forced chipping. In another new development, two Mr. Hernandez just secured the Virginia-based Rutherford Institute's help. Mr. Hernandez also said that to try to contain the student rebellion, the NISD has stooped to picking out chip-wearing students at random to enter drawings for $5 gift cards in whatever high school class has the most kids wearing badges gets a pizza party, he said. Do you want the program stopped school-wide? AFP asked. We're in this battle for the long haul. We want the program stopped. District-wide, statewide, we don't want it at all, he replied. Okay, folks, that's all of that report. Okay, folks, we're going to go to another report here now. Congress debates tax hike, U.S. debt as fiscal cliff nears. Middle class will bear brunt of government inaction on issue. The unavoidable issue looming over the nation, crowding out most other matters in Congress, is the fiscal cliff. The neurology for the anticipated steep drop in federal spending, sharp increase in federal taxes, and the resulting change in the U.S. standard of living, many of them painful. The Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, says Congress has two courses to choose from. The first, the next few weeks, will tell the story. The baseline projection, which apparently will lead to lower budget deficits and less debt, but will significantly lower spending and higher taxes, or the alternative fiscal scenario, which calls for higher deficits and more debt and more spending, but lower taxes. Under the first option, various cuts, tax cuts, are allowed to expire, and spending cuts are implemented in 2013, resulting in the expected higher tax revenues plus lower spending, supposedly lending a smaller deficit and presumably less debt and interest for the next decade and beyond. The alternative scenario means the continuation of 2012 policies. It involves extending the Bush tax cuts that otherwise will expire, restricting the reach for the alternative minimum tax. Okay, folks, I hear the music. We're going to take a break for some very important messages.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Are you concerned about fluoride, chlorine, parasites, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Dalton ceramic water filters have been made continuously since 1827 and are used by disaster relief organizations and in third world countries to supply safe drinking water. Not only do we offer gravity filter systems, but also under the sink and countertop systems. Our replacement filters can be used to upgrade your existing system. And unlike some other filters on the market, Dalton filters do not have to be primed. For more information, call us at 800-696-1435, 800-696-1435, or order online at Dalton.com. That's Dalton.com.
Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Thanks, Jack. I'm president of the Virginia Taxpayers Association, and I know a lot was going on. Now, a couple of weeks ago, I called your program and told about Frank Marshall Davis being the real father of Obama. I think most of your, practically all of your listeners, have either seen or know about the half-hour video, The Dreams from My Real Father, which is very convincing. It's absolutely rock solid. There isn't any question. Now, the fake autobiography that Frank Marshall Davis wrote of Obama, Dreams from My Father, mentions Uncle Frank 25 times, and says that Uncle Frank was his mentor. Now, this is true, but Uncle Frank was not an uncle. He was his real father, and he was hanging around with Obama's mother, Ann Dunham. And the fact is that Frank Marshall Davis was a, even though he was a total communist, he was actually an American citizen, and Obama was born either in Seattle or Hawaii. So that actually the birthers are wrong. He was born from an American citizen. Now it's true that Michelle Obama, Obama's wife, says that has said publicly that her husband was born in Kenya, and it's also true that there's a monument over in Kenya, is a supposed birthplace of Obama. But that's all theater. It's all fake to distract attention from the fact. Now, this Frank Marshall Davis was actually a genius. He made an awful lot of money of pornography. He wrote communist songs, and he made money out of them. He wrote communist poetry, and he wrote a communist novel, and he made money out of that. But he was terrific as an organizer, and he had personal contact with the dictator of communist Russia. I've forgotten just who it was at that time, but if you're a communist and you have a contact with a communist dictator, you do what you're told. And the communist dictator told him, your job is to organize the blacks in Chicago and make communists out of them. So that's what he did, and he was extremely successful in this job that he was assigned to. But as I said, there's no question that Obama was born in the United States of an American citizen, Frank Marshall Davis being an American citizen, even though he was a communist. Now, after I said that, I said that, of course, Obama's a traitor, which, of course, he is. But somebody else said, another caller said, well, he said he couldn't be a traitor because he was born in Kenya. As after I'd explained that he really wasn't born in Kenya, he was born in the United States. So I want to make clear that I was correct. And the fact is that I have more information, being the president of Virginia Taxpayer Association, I have more information than any other caller to this program. And if anybody wants to argue that, I will be glad to argue with it. My telephone number is 434-277-5255, and they can call me up, and we can discuss this. But this is important to know.
What is the phone number again?
He is an American citizen, so you can't use the birther's argument against him. So that's what I wanted to make clear, that Obama is an American citizen, even though he has been influenced very successfully by his father, Frank Marshall Davis, who's an acknowledged communist, and the FBI was after Davis, and that's the reason he didn't want to disclose that he was the father, and let it be known that Obama never knew his Obama Senior. He never knew him or so on or anything else. So that's the story. Thanks, Jack. That's what I wanted to tell you.
What's your phone number again?
Yes, my phone number for Ken White, President of Virginia Taxpayers Association, 434-277-5255, and I'll be glad to talk to anybody, whether they agree or whether they disagree with what I've said. Thank you very much. Talk to you later.
Thank you, Ken. God bless you, brother.
Right.
Thank you for being a stand-up guy there in Virginia for God and country. We need you, brother. Okay, let's go to Lark in North Dakota. Lark in North Dakota, you're on the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Yeah, hi, Brother Jack. Ken White, he's right about Obama being born in the United States, but he's right that Obama was not born in Kenya, but he's wrong about him being the son of Frank Marshall Davis. Actually, they were, when they were doing underground experiments with genetic experiments where they were attempting to crossbreed certain various different species to create sort of hybrid species, and they did experiments where they were attempting to crossbreed human DNA with chimpanzee DNA, and that's how Obama was actually created. And he came out, the name that they gave him was Buckwheat Berry Obami, and then they decided hey, it would be really neat if we could make him president of the United States, and it would be like Planet of the Apes. And that's basically how Buckwheat Berry Obami was created and how he became our president. And yeah, Frank Marshall Davis was instrumental in, you know, promoting his career in Chicago, along with a number of other people, you know, like Axelrod and such. And also, I mean, if you go on YouTube, there's an interesting video. It's called Chuck Schumer Fights Fear, in which Schumer explains to his Jewish congregation in Florida that Obama's entire career has been financed by Chicago's richest Jews. This is Charles Schumer, our senator, explaining this. It's only a 10 or 15 minute video on YouTube, you know, explaining that, because a lot of people think that Obama is sort of standing up against the Zionists and such as that. I know Michael Collins Piper believes that. He promotes Obama. But the fact is, if you watch that video where Charles Schumer reveals that Obama is, in fact, you know, a shill for the Jewish lobby.
Yes. Okay, Lark.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you, Brother Jack.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
Glad you're feeling better. Glad you're feeling better, too, Jack.
Okay. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Lark, thank you for being a stand-up guy there in North Dakota. We need you, brother. Okay, we're going to go to New Brunswick now. Evan in New Brunswick, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Officer Jack McLam, it's not Evans, it's Werner.
What's the name?
Warner.
Warner?
Yeah, that's good enough. No, I just was listening there. I don't think one man can make the difference here in on your side of the border with the United States, neither in any other country. What it means that people have to get to work again, start producing again. But over the last 50 years, it has been too much glorified, you know, making a quick buck, you know, living the high life. And the people that were working, that were producing, most of them, they were being treated as they were some kind of a dummy. They were not smart enough. And this kind of an attitude, it has gained too many supporters. And now you got too many wannabes and not enough worker bees left. And what happens to the beehive when you got too many wannabes and not enough worker bees that bring in the honey?
Okay, Warner. I hear you, brother.
And look, you probably noticed by my accent, you know, over 40 years ago I immigrated from Germany. And I grew up over there just only 20 miles away from the Iron Curtain. And we could listen to the Eastern, to the communist radio programs and television programs. And we would listen to the Western radio and television programs.
Okay, Warner, do you want to hold on, brother?
Okay.
Okay, hang on, Warner. We'll be back after these important messages on RBN.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Officer Jack McLam program, and it's totally open phones this hour. I hope you'll call in. Let's go back to this report. Congress debates tax hike, U.S. debt as fiscal cliff nears. Under the second approach, during looking beyond these numbers, could an Irish or Greek-style austerity plan be in the making, hidden behind sophistry to prevent busy Americans from grasping this dark reality? Perhaps spending cuts are necessary in the bloated federal government. And in tandem, certain kinds of tax increases may be acceptable to prevent the government from repeatedly hitting the debt ceiling. But besides the crucial need for Congress to end the Federal Reserve and institute a public creation of money debt interest-free. So money is not created as debt in the first place. Also notice the congressional silence about reinstituting broad-based tariffs to raise significant revenues by taxing the gargantuan qualities of goods that the U.S. imports. This would create strong incentives to build, rebuild, or expand factories here and reconstruct the U.S. wage and tax base. This would help avoid the looming cliff in the first place. The size, timing, and nature of the spending cuts and tax hikes matter most. If everything happens all at once in the tight time frame, whatever the merits and demerits may be of cutting spending and raising taxes, the purchasing power of Americans, which already is suffering, will be drastically depleted under the baseline scenario, meaning too many people could no longer pay the price. Bills making purchases pay legislative debt, hire workers, etc. Thus, with the elections over, the lame duck section is now upon us, is the critical importance during what is arguably one of the most pivotal points in our nation's recent history, the fiscal cliff. Certain provisions of current law are most involved in the fiscal cliff, including a tax increase due to the expiration of the Clinton tax cuts that were provided for in the Tax Relief Unemployment Insurance Reauthorization and Job Creation Act of 2010. Notes Wikipedia. Other such provisions include, and I quote, across-the-board spending cuts to most discretionary programs as the Budget Control Act of 2011 directs. Returning alternative minimum tax threshold to our tax level. As they affect a broader swath of taxpayers. Okay, we're going to go back to Warner in New Brunswick. Warner in New Brunswick, welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program, brother.
Yeah, Officer McLam, the point I wanted to make there, what we were getting from the Western media and from the Eastern media, you know, nobody was telling us the whole truth, and since we had the chance to listen to the other side too, we were sorting out what was the truth and what wasn't the truth. But here in North America, most of the people in North America, before the advent of the Internet, they had to rely mostly for their information on mainstream media and on Hollywood. And they have been so boondoggled now for over 100 years by propaganda.
Okay, Warner. You want to hold over, brother?
Okay.
Okay, hold over, Warner. We'll be back after these important news releases on Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Now let's go back, folks, to Warner in New Brunswick. Warner in New Brunswick, go ahead, brother.
Officer McLam, earlier you were talking about with a caller about Obama's and his birth certificate. Who cares about it? If he would be the right man at the helm of the ship, you know, it shouldn't make any difference where he comes from. But there haven't been the right men at the helm of the ship now for many years. When I look at the on your side of the border, United States, you got about 34 people live per square kilometer. Some of the countries in Europe, they got 10 times the population density, and they can make a go out of it. But the United States, with all the health of resources, in the same way, Canada, you know, with all, and when you look at the countries that have the lowest population densities and the most wealth of resources per person that's living in the country, those are the countries that are in economic difficulty. And what it takes is good people with good common sense, you know, to start, you know, getting into politics and getting and basically coordinating the people that they come with their feet back on the ground. And too many people here in North America, they have this kind of an attitude like they are the cream of the crop of all humanity, and they got the right to tell everybody else in the world what to do. You know, let them clean up in front of their own doorstep first before they start patrolling around the world and bomb one country after another back into oblivion. Look, over the last few months, I paid more and more attention to whenever there was anything about bad government and so, and scientists and so, they always referred to the Nazis. I got quite a wake-up call there a few months ago when I came across the original archives out of that time, and they were in German, and I still speak German, you know, and I got quite a wake-up call. A lot of the things what we didn't know over in the old country, they come now more and more to light. And basically the United States had been already in 1933 at the same, in the same position as Germany was at the time. You know, the country was basically dying. And the same desperate conditions were in the United States and here in North America. But because of the immense wealth of resources and the vast distances, most of the time the people in one end of the country, they didn't know what nasty things had been done in their name on the other end of the country. For example, that in the during the Dust Bowl years, 7.5 million Americans, the salt of the earth, the salt busters, they disappeared. That's America's silent holocaust, and people have to become honest about their history and get off their soapbox. And as I say, with 34 people per square kilometer and the immense wealth of resources, you know, all it takes is people that are being employed again productively and not sitting somewhere in offices and then bossing the or in uniform and so on and bossing the people around who still want to do something gainfully, contribute gainfully to society. As I say, with the bureaucracy and all the regulations, basically we're dealing there with couch grass in the field that chokes out all the plants that are producing something worthwhile, that choke them out. And it is high time that the people start weeding out the couch grass.
Okay, Warner. Thank you, Brother Warner.
As I say, things, Officer McLaren, people have to call a spade again, and no bullshit from media or entertainment or any kind of a political hot rods. You know, people have to use their own common sense if they still got anything left.
Okay. Thank you, Warner.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
And may he bless
you. Thank you for being a stand-up guy for God and country there in New Brunswick. We need you, brother.
And we need a lot more people that finally start, and especially men, you know, that they grow some balls again. A lot of the ladies, they got more balls than the men.
Yes. Okay, Warner. God bless you, brother.
May bless you too, Officer McLaren.
Thank you. Okay, let's go to Ron in North Dakota. Ron in North Dakota, welcome to the Officer Jack McLaren program, brother.
Jack, Warner comes from my grandfather's native land where people are expected to stand on their own two feet, take care of themselves, produce, work hard. Germans have a reputation for being intelligent and hardworking and not live off the dole constantly. I really enjoyed hearing this guy. But, Jack, I wanted to cover something here really quick. The business section of the newspaper, I won't go into a lot of detail or anything. Strike over clerical outsourcing, idle ports at L.A. Long Beach. Warehouse union workers who typically make more than $160,000 a year are on strike. Clerical workers' contracts with 14 terminal operators expired 2.5 years ago. Ongoing talks were to continue Friday. At issue is the union's contention that terminal operators have outsourced local clerical jobs. Striking clerical worker Trini Thompson said Thursday afternoon her fellow strikers do work at computers that can be handled from anywhere. Shippers deny outsourcing and have offered lifelong job security to the 600 or so clerical workers. They have also offered to boost the average annual pay from $165,000 to $195,000 and grant 11 weeks of paid vacation. Now, no wonder California is bankrupt. Oklahoma in recent years has experienced a many building boom around the state from expatriate Californians who have sold their million-dollar shanties in California, moved to Oklahoma, bought twice the house they had in California for a lot less money, and whistled all the way to the bank with the rest of their money. Now, Jack, I can assure you there are literally thousands, if not tens of thousands, of graduate-level, genius software engineers in California who spent at least 7 or 8 years at college and university, who are sitting on a mountain of student loan debt, who don't make anywhere near that kind of money, who'd sell their souls to have a pay and benefit package like that. Jack,
no wonder
California's bankrupt.
That's true, brother.
We hear these bleeding heart liberals complaining about the jobs being outsourced. Jack, Oklahoma recently hired a new director of our human services agency at a salary of $142,000 a year. Jack, I can assure you these computer operators haven't invested all the time and money and effort and education and training that those software engineers in California have. And you look at this pay, it's just unbelievable. I heard callers during the election, Jack, whining about the fact that Romney is the company he worked for, shut down a steel company somewhere. Jack, the figure I came across in the business section of the Oklahoma was that union steel workers in this country have an average pay and benefit package of $179,855 a year. Now, Jack, you got to really put out to justify that kind of money. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
That's right, brother.
And how do you justify that, Jack? I don't know, but I know that.
What was the number of the pay?
Well, the steel workers was $179,855 a year. Now, that was their average pay and benefit package.
Yeah.
Now, the clerks union in California has been offered a pay boost from $165,000 to $195,000 a year with 11 weeks of paid vacation, and they would be guaranteed lifetime job security. Hey, Jack, wouldn't you like to have that job?
I would, brother.
I really would. I mean, it boggles my mind. You know, people here in Oklahoma are used to expecting to work for a living, and I expect to get a day's pay for a day's work. I don't expect anybody to give me anything, even though I'm mostly retired, but I've shoveled a lot of manure over my lifetime.
Yeah.
But, Jack, when we keep hearing all this talk about Social Security and this and that, if they're going to redo Social Security down the line, I think it should be based on a person's, the work they do, whether they're union or non-union. I believe that a non-union blue-collar worker should be able to retire at 62 with full benefits, where union blue-collar workers who have worked less hard, been paid more retirement, should have to wait another 5 or 10 years. Now, we know for a fact, studies say that white-collar workers are going to live an average of 10 years longer than blue-collar workers, so that means they're going to be taking money out of the system for 10 years longer than blue-collar workers. And that all should be taken into consideration. And then government workers, who have the softest ride of all, and very good pay, that all should be taken into consideration, too, as to retirement age. This one-size-fits-all don't work. There's a lot of people out there, blue-collar workers, non-union, who've shoveled a lot of manure and are beaten, battered, and tired and worn out and broken down at 62, and yet they can't receive full benefits. So if they're going to start meddling with Social Security and retirement age and this and that, one size does not fit all, Jack. There is no way.
Brother.
There is no way, Jack. Anyway, I'll get off here, and I am sure I'm going to get yelled at here in a minute. But thanks for your time, Jack.
Okay. God bless you, Ron. Thanks for being a stand-up guy in North Dakota up there. We need you, brother. Okay, let's go back. Do we have anybody else on the line? Okay, let's go back to this report. Congress debates tax hike, U.S. debt as fiscal cliff nears. Middle class will bear brunt of government inaction on issue. But besides the ignored or crucial need for Congress to end the Federal Reserve and institute the public creation of money interest-free, so money is not created as debt in the first place. Robert in California.
Is that me? Hello? Hello, hello, I don't hear anything. Are you there?
I'm here, Robert.
Hey, Jack, I'm thrilled and honored to have an opportunity to talk to you and your audience. I was listening to the early comments that you were making in regards of the food, growing food, microchip, and a few states considering, you know, walking away from the union.
Yeah.
And I guess my... I don't know if I can call it comments, questions, or what, but this is just my personal opinion, right? When it comes about growing food out here in California, they're already having issues with water. Farmers are complaining, and they're really kind of upset with the whole situation that they can't actually do much because of water restrictions that are being implanted in California. Then about the microchip, you know, I was talking with a friend of mine who was actually sharing this with me. It's in behalf of all these controlling freaks out there, I'd like to say that, you know, when it comes about the microchip and all that kind of stuff, I think this is all related to one thing leading to the one world order, right?
But, right.
But in regards to the microchip and something that is also related to that, I'd like to say that, for instance, we are going to experience, obviously, food shortages. And then at the same time, I believe truck drivers are going to experience, beginning 2014, a different way of having their medical card issued. This gentleman was sharing with me that it's going to take about a week, excuse me, it's going to take about a week for them to go through the medical process when it used to be like maybe at the most 2 to 3 hours. Now it's going to take a week because they're going to go through tests, you know, different tests, medical tests, sleeping patterns and all that kind of stuff, trying to find if people disqualify to hold their driver's licenses. So in regards of that, I wouldn't be surprised if they also planning on doing the same microchip on driver licenses and CDL licenses and all that kind of stuff, right?
That's right, brother.
Yeah. Now, I guess this is a question. When it comes about abandoning the union, since everything is controlled by commerce, right? If I'm not mistaken, that's the way I see it. If the dollar is prevailing currency to for any kind of activities related to commerce, then how is it that different states can walk away from the union without any liability? For instance, if people have driver license, titles on their vehicles, titles on their land, they got benefits and all that kind of stuff, and the state's already participated in all that kind of stuff, right?
Right.
Isn't that enough grounds to hold those states for their share of the debt of the United States? Now, trying to walk away from it, how is that going to play out?
I don't know, brother. I don't know. Do you know, Brother Robert?
No. I wish I know, but I'm just seeing that, like, for instance, if this is all related to commerce, and we as people and as a government and as, you know, through all the different states and stuff, are engaged in or laying in bed with what's going on and whoever is orchestrating this kind of stuff, how can we just walk away without any consequences? I don't know. I see that a little bit hard. In other words, some kind of retaliation or some kind of, you know, some kind of punishment, or you got to do this and do that in order for you to get this. It's like someone trying to buy a vehicle. The person buy a vehicle, and they even if they lose the vehicle, they still got to pay it, no?
Okay, Robert. Would you like to hold over, brother?
Sure.
Okay, Robert, hold over. And let's get through these very important messages.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled AirFusionSystems systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981, 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Back on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to go back to Brother Robert in California. Brother Robert, go right ahead, brother.
I'd like to share my, personally and humbly, I would like to say my opinion, and before I even begin saying anything, I'll say this with a lot of respect, okay? I don't mean to trample on anybody's beliefs or anything else, but it's my opinion based on what I have experienced from a personal experience and what I have seen in life that we really just need to take a look at the nature of the beast. If we go back in history or even in the Bible, there was the creation of man out of one man and a woman, actually, the whole population, it's, you know, is already in place. However, if we look at the connection of everybody else in the past, there are things that were, like, more universal. There was more unity. It seems, it appears to me, I don't have those facts, but this is, again, my opinion, that back then people was more united. They were, like, in one accord, in one mind, if you will. But at the same time, I even lost track of what I was trying to say. I apologize. Let me get back to what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say with the Bible is that it seems to me that at the same time there is documented evidence of a creator and all the belief that we now have, it is also seems to me like a blueprint of what's about to come. The way I see it is unity was divided, divide and conquer, right? We're divided by a group of people who make religion out of it. How was that accomplished? Well, let's take just for instance, and for lack of better examples, Columbus, Cristobal Colon, and all those people that were shipped out with a bunch of prisoners who was nothing else but people who was captured and conquered by force and taken into another place, to the new world, which is nothing new about it. We already know that. They did the same thing over here, and they keep practicing the same principles, enslaving everybody else. Now, part of the division comes through money, through thinking, through races, through borders, through nationalities, and everything else. I think that was not so from the beginning. It's just the split that was created, that it continues to grow. And going back into the microchip and trying to make a connection with what I'm saying is, it is true that technology is leading the way in many cases, and a lot of people is supportive of that kind of stuff, like the microchip and thing. But isn't it something that from the beginning there was one man in the Bible, and at the end was one man, which is Christ? Then at the same time, when you see the picture going into the New World Order, it's supposed to be one government, one religion. Well, so it will be with everything else. If there is any other companies out there or businesses and stuff like that are using, like, the technology to move ahead and they just want to keep up with the Johns and whatever, at the end of the story, the labor force is going to be reduced because technology is leading the way.
Okay, Robert, we're totally out of time, brother.
Thank you so much.
Okay, God bless you, Robert. I hope you'll call back again. Okay, Johnny in New York. Johnny in New York, we're totally out of time. So call back next Sunday, if you would, Johnny. And call back earlier. Okay, God bless you. Take care. Have a good Sunday, folks. And a good week this next week. And I'll talk to you next Sunday. Okay, God bless you.